hasn't slept very much is Major Andrew Fox. Well, he's a former British Army officer. Have you slept at all, by the way? Just out of interest. Good morning.
Yeah, I did manage a couple of hours, so I'm doing okay.
Okay, cool. Because I suppose part of your training is to manage the... did this come as a surprise to you?
No, I think we all knew it was coming. I think it was signaled for a couple of days that something was going to go off in the Middle East. I mean, it came as a surprise to me that it was unilaterally Israel. I thought the Americans would follow through on their threats, but... I suppose we're in a taco Trump situation. Mm. Trump always chickens out, and he's let the Israelis do his job for him.
What do we expect now? I mean, we know that Iran has launched these UAVs. That's going to take a while. I don't know how long. How long do they take to get from Iran to Israel?
The most advanced missile takes 12 minutes. So it's a pretty quick,
that is
pretty quick deal. Yeah.
And the rest. Yes. And what do we anticipate is going to happen now? What do you think? I mean, given the fact that a lot of the senior leadership has been eliminated.
Mm. Well, of course, Iran's going to be in disarray. Last night was crazier than I think we ever expected, because you know, there was even dogfights in the air over.
What?
There were dogfights between Iranian fighter jets and Israeli fighter jets. So it was, you know, it was a pretty crazy, crazy evening. And the end result is that Iran is going to be in disarray. They're going to take a little bit of time, I suspect, before they can retaliate effectively. These things need a plan. Now, the first thing we've got to be interested in is how effective were the strikes on the nuclear sites?
Yes.
Was Israel successful in deleting them completely, or is there still a rump that means Iran could rush for a bomb if they've got any capability left? So that's the glaring number one question that we need an answer to. Now, the next question is, did we leave anyone in charge in Iran? You know, have any of the senior leadership survived? There's certainly reports that Khamenei was targeted. We know the head of the IRGC was targeted. We know the chief of the general staff was targeted. So, you know, there's some pretty senior people who have been potentially taken off the battlefield, and that will slow down decision-making. Right. And then it boils down to what Iran's missile, their missile arsenal looks like, because we know it's been hit twice over the last year. It's been very high on the list of Israeli targets when they've launched strikes on Iran, is to take out as much of the missile capability as they can. So it depends what's left at this point when it comes to what they can return as a strike. Mm. What I also expect is that we will see some sort of asymmetric activity and cyber activity. So There are two proxies left in very good shape. The Iraqi proxies are almost untouched. And, of course, the Houthis have survived the bombing campaign that Mr. Trump threw at them. They have capability, they have intent, and they have the ability to strike. So what they do will be particularly interesting. I don't think they have the long-range capability, perhaps, that Iran itself does, but there's certainly options on the table for a violent reprisal, potentially across the region, but very specifically aimed at Israel.
Does Hezbollah still represent a significant threat?
They represent a small threat at this point. I mean, I think the most recent assessment is that they could sustain a fighting campaign for a couple of days.
Right.
You know, they really did get taken apart in the Israeli campaign against them. So there's a chance they could lob a few rockets, but I don't think we'll see a sort of sustained barrage in the way that we thought.
It's actually quite incredible if you look at where Israel is at today versus where they were on October 6th. I mean, as horrific as October 7th was, there's no doubting or disputing that. But in terms of an existential threat, Israel might be in a significantly better position today.
Yes, absolutely. The Iranian Ring of Fire, as it was called, has been taken down to two components. So that there are embers burning, but it's certainly not the raging fire that it was back in October.
That is, it's something at least to hold on to. Thank you for making yourself available so readily. Major Andrew Fox is a former British Army officer. We couldn't process this whole thing without his view on it, which is why I am so grateful that he joined us. It is 7:32. I'd love your thoughts. 0618951019. Good morning.